Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. Indian guide employed by a group of tourists went alone to the top of a hill before starting the day's trip. He stood silent and motionless, his gaze on the mountains and forests. He stayed there so long that some of the tourists became impatient. At last, after a final look, he joined the party. He led the group all day long without ever hesitating. He had fixed certain landmarks in his mind at the beginning of the day. These landmarks had guided him through the wilderness. We need landmarks, guidelines as we move through life. Our lesson this time in the Epistle to the Romans gives us some landmarks in our personal relationships with others. This is an area where we all need help. We are continuing to take the Emmaus Road to Bible Knowledge. The Emmaus course that we're using is on the Epistle to the Romans. It's authored by William MacDonald. He has written courses for the Emmaus Bible School and the Moody Bible Institute. If you are interested in studying this course at home, please write to us. Our address is given at the close of this 15-minute program. Now, Lesson 11. It's titled, The Weak Brother. Paul has been showing us how a Christian should conduct himself in various relationships, both within and without the sphere of Christian fellowship. Now in Romans chapters 14 and 15, it deals with a most practical issue, namely, how should Christians behave one towards another? First, tolerance to the brother who is weak is an important rule of Christian conduct. Here in Romans 14, the Apostle Paul begins a discussion of the problem. There are two types of Christians, the weak and the strong. Someone has said the problem is aggravated by the fact that the weaker brother often thinks that he is the stronger brother. In the Bible, the weak brother is the one who feels he cannot, as a believer, eat certain types of food or feels he must observe certain religious days. Perhaps this person was originally of Jewish background and continued to hold some of these beliefs after his conversion. On the other hand, the strong brother is one who realizes that these matters are of no importance to God. The Christian is at liberty to eat all kinds of wholesome foods. He is not bound to the observance of a church calendar. Realizing that the presence of these two types of individuals might cause conflict in the church, Paul now urges a spirit of loving tolerance. First, he addresses them individually, and then unitedly. We should remember, as we consider this subject, that the principles set down here only apply to inconsequential matters, such as food and drink. They must not be applied to doctrines or duties, which are clearly taught in the Bible. Let's look now at Romans 14, verse 1. That's the 14th chapter of Romans, verse 1. Now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. To the strong, Paul is saying you should receive the weak brother into your fellowship, and not for the purpose of starting a controversy with him. Then notice verse 3. This is Romans 14:3. Let not him who eats regard with contempt him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. For God has accepted him. He is saying, you should not despise the weak brother. And then to the weak he says, do not condemn the strong brother. After all, God has received him. He is God's servant and accountable to God. You may think he will fall into sin because of his attitude, but God will keep him from falling. Romans 14, verse 4. Who are you to judge the servant of another? to his own master, he stands or falls. And stand he will, for the Lord is able to make him stand. That was Romans 14, verse 4. Let's pause right here. We are looking at a problem that has over the years caused division and many difficulties. The simplicity of the solution may amaze you. Meditate on it as the music plays. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. And we're looking at the 14th chapter of the book of Romans. We're glad that you've tuned our way. If you haven't written to us, we hope you will after this broadcast. We're interested in your questions and comments. And we'd like to send you information on this particular course that we're studying from the Emmaus Bible School. They have many other courses, too, that are available for your study. Our address is given in the closing moments of each broadcast. Now back to our lesson. To both the strong and weak, Paul says, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind about these matters of moral indifference. Christ is our Lord, and we must do all with a view to pleasing him. Notice this, let us. Let us not judge others. We will have to give an account of ourselves, not of others, at the judgment seat of Christ. And then another lettuce. Let us not be a cause of offense to others. Things that are harmless to some are sinful to others. We are wrong if we grieve others over such matters. It does not show true love for them. To tempt them to sin is to wreck those for whom Christ died. They might become discouraged and cease to make progress in the Christian life. Romans 14, verses 13, 14, and the first part of verse 15. Therefore let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. I know and am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but to him who thinks anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. For if because of food your brother is hurt, you are no longer walking according to love. Romans 14, verses 13, 14, and the first part of 15. The Macedonian emperor, who had been wounded on the forehead in battle, had a large scar on his temple. He ordered an artist to make a portrait. The tactful artist showed the king leaning on his elbow, a finger covering the scar. The picture revealed the likeness of the king, but not his blemish. That surely was an artist's way of showing love. Do we show up a brother's weaknesses or his strengths? Next, remember not to let your good be evil spoken of, Romans 14, verses 16 through 18. Therefore, Do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. Romans 14, verses 16 through 18. The things that really count are not material, such as food and drink, but spiritual. Those who recognize this distinction are approved by God. Let us make this twofold standard in regard to our conduct. First, does it make for peace? Second, does it edify or build up the work of God? Let's review those two things. First, does it make for peace? Second, does it edify or build up the work of God? If we follow this standard, we will not let inconsequential things wreck the work God is doing in another believer's life. We will do nothing that will cause a brother to stumble or be offended or be made weak. We will not proudly parade our Christian liberty. We will not do what our conscience condemns. In Romans 15, another let us live to please others rather than ourselves. This is Romans 15, verses 1 and 2. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. There is an old Japanese story of an event that happened during a tidal wave many years ago. An elderly man lived on a hilltop overlooking the ocean. One evening he noticed a towering wall of water far out at sea, moving swiftly toward land. At once he thought of some of his neighbors who lived at the foot of the hill. Unless he warned them, they would perish. There was no time to go down the hill to tell them. He tried to shout, but the distance was too great. Without further hesitation, he set fire to his house, which was practically all he possessed. He knew that everyone runs to a fire. They all ran up the hill and so escaped the onrushing wall of water. That surely is an example of not pleasing oneself and showing love to your neighbor. The supreme example is the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 15:3. The paraphrase of Romans 15:3, "For even Christ pleased not himself, but he lived to please God." The chapter goes on to show that Christ has received both Jew and Gentile. We should receive both weak and strong. Thus we close Lesson 11 in our course. Don't forget to write to us this week. Your letters are important to us. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.